Well, Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week project has been so much fun, and it's really been informative because we've been able to hear about all of the wonderful parishes that are both a little bit distant from the heart of Portland, but also those that are right here in Portland that you may not have ever visited before. Well, this week, we are excited to name St. Philip Neri right here in Portland as our Parish of the Week, and joining us today to tell us a little bit more about this fantastic parish and what makes praying there an amazing thing to do. It is their pastor, Father Andrew Thomas. Good morning, Father Andrew. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. And yes, it's great to be with you this morning.
Father Andrew, for 20 years, you have been a priest in the Archdiocese of Portland. For our listeners, please introduce yourself, share a little bit about your vocations and some of the other parishes you've been a part of.
Well, thank you. Yes, you know, 20 years, you know, when I was in the seminary, you're always like, well, is it going to come? Or, you know, are you in that journey? Are you being called? And 20 years looking back, it's like, where did it go? And but this call to priesthood, it is definitely one has been of service, but of great discernment. And it continues to be of discernment, even being a priest. And I find that taking that time for holy hour every day is such an important part in taking personal prayer to heart and dedicating that to God. And that has always been an important part for me. And I think that for my own journey to the priesthood has just always been an interior feeling and dedication because of how I was raised in a very devout family of going to masses, and maybe more than one mass on a weekend, but even going to mass. So I think that sometimes, you know, that vocation sets in early, which it did for me. And I felt that the vocation also was an important part of just connecting with God, but connecting with the people. And I studied for Pittsburgh, the Diocese of Pittsburgh, where I was raised. I have two sisters that are still alive. My parents are both deceased, but I studied there for 4 years. And after those 4 years, I took a leave where my sister, who lived in Oregon at the time, invited me out here. And I taught then for a couple years in Salem, teaching music and religion. And where the vocation only enhanced and increased, and where I met Archbishop Losny at the time and went to one of his retreats. And he encouraged me to really consider that vocation again. And he said I'd make a great fit wherever I went, if I went back home to Pittsburgh or if I stayed here, which, as you see, I'm here in Portland. And I entered back into the seminary in 2000, and I was ordained in 2005. And I have been at many parishes, from down south in Medford as an associate to Lake Oswego, and then pastoring in Bandon to Albany, to taking some time off, as I had to close the school in Albany, which was one of the hardest things I had to do. To now being the pastor here in St. Philip Neri. But the journey has always been one of great devotion. You go through your ups and downs in your own life, but you also journey that, as I look at the Apostle Paul, that you always stay committed, and you know that if you stay focused on Christ in front of you, that one of my sayings that I live by is, you know, that windshield is so much bigger than that rearview mirror. And so that's what we have to focus on in our faith, is that so much of the time we focus on that rearview mirror and we don't look at that windshield. And that windshield is so much more important on what's in the horizon. So,
wow. That
That's
is,
great.
yeah, that is just wonderful. I love the way that you put that forward, is to keep forward. Now, we are not always able to see around the corner, but you're right, keeping our eyes fixed on our Lord, He will guide us in the right direction. And we are blessed here in the Archdiocese of Portland to have you as one of our wonderful priests. And the parishioners there at St. Philip Neri are blessed as well to have you leading their community. Now, as we have been talking about on the morning show, the Italian heritage there at St. Philip Neri, that's the reason why it was founded. 2,000 Italian immigrants were censused in 1910, and the parish began to help those Italian migrants. Is that inspiration that started St. Philip Neri still alive in the parish, that Italian heritage and culture?
It's interesting that you bring that up, because some of that went away, but at the same time, it's very much evident in this community that we are bringing back since I've come, to the point that we recently brought Festa Italia back to the parish as a whole, from the mass that was celebrated here each year. But now the whole festival is here every year. That used to be down at Pioneer Square.
Right.
And so now that is here, that's going to be here every third weekend of August. That will be a great thing for the Italians. And not only the Italians, but we're all, we have heritage in us, and that we can come together and kind of taste a piece of that from other heritages. And so that's one thing. But also the Italian, we have an Italian school that is like a charter school, that we still have the school building here that they rent out from us, but they teach an Italian language to the kids right here at St. Philip Neri, which is only fostering from the preschool, and it'll continue to go up through the grades as they get more and more grades. And then the third thing is we worked with the Portland Bocce League, and they have courts are on the grounds here now of St. Philip Neri that used to be here in the 80s, where they just built two like the World Standard League courts that are beautiful. And then we also are bringing the Italian clubs back onto the grounds of meeting here. And so a lot of this Italian heritage is coming back. But we welcome everybody. Everybody is welcome here at St. Philip Neri. And like someone said not too long ago, is, Father may be Polish and Slovak, but he's an Italian at heart.
I love that. Everybody is welcome to the table of our Lord, and the community at St. Philip Neri invite all of us to come and worship with them. Look, Father, I just opened up the calendar. There is something happening at St. Philip Neri every single day on the calendar, and you are a very active parish. And there's quite a few ministries that people are able to involve themselves in. Father, I want to know more about some of the ministries and the way people are worshiping there. I'm already against my break. Can you stay with me so we can continue in our next half hour?
Sure.
And I'm back this morning having a wonderful conversation with the pastor of St. Philip Neri Catholic Church. They are Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week. Their pastor, Father Andrew Thomas, joining us this morning to tell us more about this incredible parish. Father Andrew, thank you so much for staying with me today.
Oh, well, again, thank you for having me and having this wonderful parish of St. Philip Neri be highlighted this week.
Oh, of course. Again, here at Mater Dei Radio, we began this project last year, and we're learning about so many parishes and parishes that are right here in the Portland area that people can come and know more about the parish, as well as worship and be with our Lord. And as I said, as we were closing out our last segment, I opened up the calendar. There are so many things going on, ways that people come together, they worship, that you have adoration, daily mass, and then also exercising. And then you've got this great kind of charter school that's part of it. So just tell us a little bit about some of these active ministries and the ways that the community is coming together to lift up this parish and the faith of so many.
Yeah, so I mean, we have some great things going on here. Like you said, there's the exercise group that comes together twice a week that this gentleman has his class running. But some of the great things with the ministries that are going on is, you know, we have our faith ed, but we also will be starting a little more of a social justice outreach ministry of doing some Bible studies to kind of work on some of the Bible study of talking about people in the Bible, but also how do we respect each other and looking at the morale of the person. And then maybe also looking at the social justice that we have going here that we started a couple years ago, because of something that's dear to me, is reaching the people that need food. And we have a food pantry that we have once a month that ministers to those who need food. And we have a number of families that use that each month. And so then we have some of these other things. We have concerts that go on here every it seems like every month we have concerts that go on in the church. That is because of the acoustics that we have in the church, and it's amazing. And then, like I said, we have the Italian school, but we also have our altar societies that's very active, and they are going to be having a concert that they're sponsoring, because what they do is this gentleman who's been coming to the parish, that he does concerts downtown, Michael Allen Harrison, that many people know from all over. He comes and he does a concert here at St. Philip Neri for us. And so, and he brings Julianne Johnson in, and it's so wonderful to have them come in. And then it helps our altar society, and then them doing projects here at the parish. And it's a beautiful thing, because it helps their ministry. And then we have coming up here is our giving tree of how we help families out who may not be able to do much for Christmas for their loved ones. So, but we have many things that are going on throughout the year. And like I mentioned to you before, the Festa Italia, it's like as soon as that ends, we're picking that right back up. We're starting to form that again. But we're always looking for new ways to get things going here and pick more things up. But it is constantly busy, because we have many rooms that we rent out. And it is constantly a busy parking lot, because we're one of the last places that has a huge parking lot on the southeast side of Portland. And we have many rooms that we have available to rent to nonprofits. And many people take advantage of that, which it brings such a peaceful sense too, because people always say when they come on this campus that they just really feel that peace and presence of God here. So
It is a peace and presence that is obvious throughout all of the ministries there at St. Philip Neri. Again, that Michael Allen Harrison concert, if you want to know more information about that, please go to their webpage. It's coming up Tuesday, December 2nd at 7 o'clock p.m. You can purchase tickets online or at the door. And of course, you can go to our community calendar as well to read more information about that. Well, Father, just perusing again, again, your weekly bulletin, so many things happening. This one I love because Thanksgiving is upon us. We're just about a little less than a week away now. You are inviting people to come to Mass on Thanksgiving. It is all a gift from God, and we give thanks for all of His blessings. But people are invited to bring something very special to be blessed and then to be shared with at their dinner table on Thanksgiving. Tell us a little bit about why people should be bringing their dinner rolls to Mass on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I always invite them to bring their bread or their dinner rolls. You know, in fact, I have taken a step further too at Masses, just to bring, if they want to bring a basket and whatever they're going to be sharing, to have it blessed. Because I grew up in the custom on the East Coast is like on Holy Saturday, I always have a blessing of the baskets. And so it's a beautiful way and tradition of your ethnic heritage to have your meal blessed before you partake in it. And so it's a beautiful custom to really take advantage of that, because, you know, as we bless the bread at Thanksgiving, you know, that we're going to share that night, the Eucharist that we receive at the Mass, it's the most important thing that we could ever receive in our life. It's the only thing that we need, the source and summit of our life, what Jesus gave us at the Last Supper. And it's so beautiful. And then the second and most important thing is, I always instill this in my people, is to go and spend time before Him at Holy Hour. And that's the one thing I forgot to mention to you with our ministries, is I have brought forth here that not one Holy Hour a week, but I have brought two Holy Hours a week to encourage people to spend time before the Lord. There isn't anything more important when Jesus said to His apostles to spend this hour, to just spend time and pray. And for us to be able to do that, it's a beautiful thing to just sit there and to take that time and to pray. So to pray and then to receive Him in the Eucharist at Holy Mass is such a beautiful gift that we have been given, and we need to take a more holy approach in our life to do that more often.
That is just so beautiful, because Father, you think about the people who are in your life and the friends that you have close relationships with. Well, you have those close relationships because you spend time together. And that's exactly what these holy hours are meant to do, is to help you grow in this relationship and friendship with Jesus Christ. And you do that by spending time together. And see, it's transformative. One holy hour a week turns into two holy hours a week, turns into daily time that you can pray and be with our Lord. And those times are definitely transformative. And it is apparent that it is growing there at St. Philip Neri here in Portland. Well, Father Andrew, thank you so much for your time today and telling us more about yourself and this beautiful parish that you have there at St. Philip Neri. Thank you so much. Congratulations. You are our Parish of the Week. Before we go today, will you end us in prayer and your blessing?
Absolutely. Lord Jesus, we ask for your blessing to come forth upon all of your people, especially those who cry out to you in their need and their challenges. We ask that you send forth your Spirit upon your faithful, and upon also those who really are at an impasse in our world, who do not know where to turn. May you give them the guidance and strength to persevere and to stand strong. And as we come upon Thanksgiving next week, may we truly be thankful for the gift of life and the most important thing, which is you in our life. And may Almighty God bless each of you through the same grace and love that he gives, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Andrew, God bless you. God bless your parishioners there at St. Philip Neri Catholic Church here in Portland. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, and God bless you.